Natural poison of a world that had lost its way. So that's what I was doing when rain fell, working on a vocabulary lesson. Most of the list came from the state 8th grade curriculum: barometer, decagon, perpendicular. I could always spot the extra words rain threw in: nonviolence, Zen Buddhism, psychedelic. Microprocessor? I frowned at the paper on the unpainted wooden table. Was that rain or the state? I'd never heard that term before. I stepped out of the house, careful not to disturb my science project, the Foucault pendulum suspended from the porch roof. The tester from the education department thought it was good enough to enter in the county science fair. Too bad we didn't believe in competition. All that emphasis on trophies and medals, the shiny symbols of an empty soul. Anyway, Rain said the whole thing was a trick to get me to go to regular school. If your project is excellent, it only proves that you're getting a superior education right here with me, had been her reasoning. I spotted her up in the tree, reaching across a limb to pick a plum. Rain, I called. There's a word I don't under... And it happened. One minute she was on the branch, the next she was on the ground. I don't even recall seeing her fall, just the faint cry followed by the dull clunk. Ah! Hump! Rain! She was lying on her side amid the scattered plums when I pounded onto the scene. Her face was very pale. She wasn't moving. My terror was total. Rain was everything to me. My teacher, my family, my whole universe. Garland was a community, but we were the community, the two of us. I knelt beside her. Rain, are you okay? Please be okay. Her eyes fluttered open and focused on me. She tried to smile, but the pain contorted her expression into a grimace. Cap, she began faintly. I leaped back to my feet. I'll get Doc Cafferty. Doc Cafferty lived a few miles away. He was technically a veterinarian, but he was used to working on humans, since he had 6 kids. He'd given me stitches when I was 8. She reached up a tremulous hand and gripped my arm. We need a real doctor this time. A people doctor. I stared at her like she was speaking a foreign language. Doc Cafferty had filled all of Garland's medical needs as long as I could remember. She spelled it out. You're going to have to take me to the hospital. Rain always said that anger upsets the balance inside a person. So when you yell at somebody, you're attacking yourself more than whoever it is you're yelling at. Falling out of the tree must have made her forget this, because when the nurses finally let me in to see her, she was screaming at the doctor at top volume. I can't do 8 weeks of rehab. I can't do 8 days. You've got no choice, the doctor said matter-of-factly. You have a broken hip. It has to be pinned. After that, you'll need extensive physical therapy. It's a long process, and you can't ignore it just because it doesn't fit in with your plans. You're not listening, Rain shrilled. I'm the caregiver to my grandson, the only caregiver. What about the parents? The doctor asked. Where are they? She shook her head. Long dead. Malaria. They were with the Peace Corps in Namibia. They gave their lives for what they believed in. That sounds worse than it is. But I never knew my parents except from old pictures. They left when I was little. Besides, the rule at Garland back then was that we all belonged to each other, and it didn't matter who was related by blood. I have a few vague recollections of other people in the community when I was really young, but whether they were my parents or not, I can't tell. Anyway, it's impossible to miss what you never had. I rushed to my grandmother's bedside. Are you okay? Is your leg all fixed up?